This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, good. Before I get out of Dodge, because it is hot and we are going to be taking a vacation. It's rare. I used to never be able to take vacations. Luckily, Senator Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, unveiled the, I mean, he didn't really go into too much detail, the Senate version of the health care bill. It's about 142 pages, and I have the draft. It's on my website on an article that I wrote. Just click there and click, and you'll see the draft. I wish I could credit for typing up the draft. I couldn't. There's a lot of apostrophes. There's a lot of parentheses. There's a lot of strike in there. But we're going to walk through it, you know, as briefly as we can. It's only 142 pages. But, you know, what I found very interesting is, you know, I get these news prompts, okay, and I believe CNN had given us a news prompt saying, you know, the Senate Majority Leader is going to unveil the secret plan. Secret? And then I see another article saying, secrecy of Senate health care bill, a national disgrace. What secrecy? I'm a little confused with this. Somebody school me on this, okay? When people have to get their work done, all right, are they supposed to be, while they're getting the work done, out there in the open, going, man, I need a pencil. Can somebody get me another pencil? No. Usually in a office setting, at work, you know, in a legislative body, all right, they go into a room, they do what they have to, and then they come out and go, all right, this is what we got. Okay, so I don't understand what the secrecy part. They say it was drafted in secret, unless what they're trying to say is it was supposed to be drafted on TV. It was supposed to be drafted with everybody from Congress and the Senate looking on, or from the House and the Senate looking on. I don't know if they'd get anything done by then. Now, trust me, I love checks and balances. I love a good, healthy debate. But when you have such an obstructionist sort of culture right now going on, with the Democratic senators and, you know, the Democratic House, I would like to see what the bill looks like. Then everybody could rip it to pieces. Okay? I don't want us to do what happened with Obamacare where, you know what, let's just pass it and then read it. You know, like Pelosi famously said, you know, you could read it after you pass it. No. And you could see what, you know, that phrase, and nobody's kind of let her live that down in all these years, but that phrase really kind of brings light to how politicians think, you know, and on both sides of the aisle. They're like, we got to get this through. Okay. If nobody could get in our way, we could get this through. And you know what? I've been giving politicians a hard time. I have to say this. I don't know if I could ever be a politician, because if I want to get something done, I do it, and I have, you know, very little, you know, in my way. Like, if I want to rake the leaves, you know, if I want to clean up the dog poop, you know, if I want to set up a state blood donation day, I don't really get a lot of obstruction in that, and so I can accomplish something. I can make something happen. You know, yes, it gets frustrating when I'm trying to work and then the kids do something stupid to my computer, or, I don't know, the cat, you know, pees and poops on the piano, and so I have to smell it when I'm working next to the piano. So, you know, yes, things happen, but I guess for the average politician, that's got to be very frustrating. Were you for a year and a half campaign saying, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, and you want to get your signature legislation and you want to show your constituents and the nation that you busted a move and you got something done, and then all of a sudden there's somebody on the other side going, nah, no, no, not going to happen. And the Democrats have this with the Republicans as well. You know, I mean, Obama wanted to have a signature health care bill. You know, unfortunately, his legacy is kind of embarrassing because Obamacare is unfortunately, you know, I don't want to say unfortunately, but the truth of Obamacare is it was never self-sustaining. We knew that, you know, and it's better to have something that has longevity, right, that can, you know, go on for prosperity and future generations and help others than fail as soon as the Democrats leave power. And Chuck Schumer was saying that the GOP kind of sabotaged this. No, they didn't. All right? You know, it was a crappy bill. You guys put through a crappy bill. And I don't want the GOP to do the same. You know, but when, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, they did this in secret, they did this in secret. Look, if you guys need to wall yourselves up for 2 weeks to, you know, write something, all right, you know, and put something on the table. Now, I understand, you know, the Democrats probably wanted to add to the language. All right? But I don't know if that process would have been such as, oh, you want to know what? That sounds really, really good, Mitch McConnell. Mitch, you're good. That's good. Why don't we add this? Or why don't we add, you know, it seems like right now we have such a divide. And I understand politics have always been like that. They say, you know, the House and the you know, Senate are, you know, more divided than they've ever been. They've always been divided. But there have been some, you know, some legislative moves where, you know, people realize they both can, you know, benefit. Personally, if any of you senators or, you know, House members are out there going, you know, I would really like to make something happen that we both could agree on. I would love a Congressional Declaration of National Blood Donation Week. Okay, let me just throw that in there. Okay, it's bipartisan. If you guys want to feel like you did something, okay, help us declare National Blood Donation Week from a congressional standpoint. I think that'd be pretty, pretty cool. I mean, it's a win-win. You know, we help bring in blood. You guys don't look like, you know, idiots. It's a really good, you know, there's no risk with that one. Okay, you know, but, you know, saving health care, there's a lot of Democrats out there that know Obamacare stink. They know. The problem is they don't know if they're in their primary, a more liberal Democrat is going to do them in and criticize them for, you know, having some cojones to say, look, the bill stinks. I wanted to fix it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So thank heavens the Senate bill called the Better Care Reconciliation Act of 2017, as opposed to the American Health Care Act. It's called the Better Care Reconciliation Act. Thank God it's only 142 pages. So, now, the problem is it was unveiled like minutes before I had to go on air. So I haven't been able to read all 142, but I'm getting the gist of what's going on. And I do have the draft available for you all. If you go to the website at drdahlia.com and see my article starting to outline what the bill is, there's a click so you guys could read the actual draft. I don't want to just sit here and put it in my own words. I want you guys to actually see the draft. It's not that difficult to read. And what's very, very interesting is when you look at it, it basically strikes out a lot of the crap from the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of it is elimination. So, like, for example, if you look at page one, they say elimination of limitation on recapture of excess advance payments of premium tax credits. Okay, sorry, I stand corrected. There is some language here that is a little issue, that's a little too legal for my taste. But basically what they do is they start amending and adding new clauses. All right? So apparently paragraph section 36B of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, they amend by adding another clause, non-applicability of limitation. So we're going to talk about that, what's very interesting is with this Affordable Care Act, they're really interweaving tax reform, which I think is brilliant, even though I hate when I see one bill, you know, try to stick in, you know, well, let's put money in for cow fart studies, or, you know, let's also, you know, pay for a new building, you know, over here in Wichita when it's a bill that has to do with Philadelphia. Yeah, I think these things should be separate bills. However, the Obamacare Act, or the Affordable Care Act from Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius and Harry Reid had so much taxes included that you cannot do tax reform while trying to amend the bill. All right? And so they do away with the individual mandate. They do away with the employer mandate, which had to happen. They strike a lot of the language, which is very interesting. They make amendments related to qualified small employer health reimbursement arrangements. They strike a lot of the language. And so when you read this, if anybody says, oh, yeah, so I read the Senate version, it stinks, you can't say you read it if you don't have these other sections that you're looking at. Just because they say we're going to strike a paragraph, that's out of context. You need to actually read what the paragraph is that they're striking a section out of. So when people go, all right, well, this is what it says, you know, take it with a grain of salt, which is why I have no problem admitting that I do not have full understanding of the whole 142-page bill, because, again, I don't have Section 36B, C3A of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 in front of me. Okay? Apparently, they are amending that by inserting, for those of you that really know what that Section 36C3A section is, they are going to amend by inserting before the period at the end of the following, quote, or a plan that includes coverage for abortions other than any abortion necessary to save the life of a mother, or an abortion with respect to pregnancy that is a result of an act of rape. So this amendment, all right, probably has to do with, because it doesn't say, oh, this amendment has to do with this. To me, that amendment is talking about funding entities using government funds that includes abortions. All right, so that's my guess of what that has to do with. So you see, this 142-page bill doesn't outline every single thing. What it does is it brings up a bunch of amendments. It also says when the amendments take place. Let me see. So the individual mandate, strike. Check this out. For that individual mandate, for Section 5000A of the IRS code, they say they're going to strike 2.5%. And insert 0%. In paragraph 3, they're going to strike $695 and insert 0. And they're going to strike subparagraph D. Now, I don't know what is in subparagraph D, but when you see them strike $695 and insert $0, right, in its place, to me that means they're getting rid of the individual mandate. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Same thing with the employer mandate, okay? According to paragraph section 4980H of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, they say it's amended by inserting $0 in the case of months beginning after December 31, 2015, after what it says 2000. So my guess is that's how they're starting to strike out the employer mandate. Again, they swap, they stick in another $0. So I'm loving that. They're developing the State Stability and Innovation Program. Right. This allows short-term assistance to address coverage and access disruption and provide state support for states. So with this, what they're going to do is they're authorized to be, they say, appropriation. there are authorized to be appropriated and are appropriated out of monies in the Treasury. Can I say something here? I'm not a lawyer, but when I was in, I believe, the second grade, I got in trouble for calling money monies. Ooh, look at all my monies. Okay? I also got in trouble for calling my feet feets. I still do that with my kids. I go, you got shoes on your feet? Okay? We got in trouble in grammar school for calling a singularly already predicated term and made it more plural than it had to be. And here these lawyers go out of monies in the Treasury. It's supposed to be money, but that's okay. I get it. Legal. Honestly, when you're a lawyer, you can do whatever the hell you want. Anyway, they're authorized to be appropriated and are appropriated out of monies in the Treasury, not otherwise obligated. $15 billion for each of the calendar years 2018 and 2019. $10 billion. Is that $10 billion for each calendar years of 2020 and 2021 to the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to fund arrangements with health insurance to address coverage and access disruptions? So they do have funding. I mean, everybody says, oh, you know, they're going to cut funding. Okay, well, billions. Okay, if you drop a billion, yeah, that's a lot of money. But still, that to me sounds like a heck of a lot of money going into the system. All right? And I'm not going to read to you all 142 pages because, as you can see, I'm not very adept on my legal language. But it's a lot easier to read than the Affordable Care Act that was 2,100 pages long. Keep in mind, though, if you try to read this, they do allude to another or multiple other legislative documents. So Fox News condenses it, and I'm going to be doing that for you guys later as well. They say basically the key components are they're going to help stabilize collapsing insurance markets by creating a short-term stabilization fund, which we just talked about, the $15 billion per year in 2018 and 2019, and $10 billion in each of the next 2 years to address coverage disruption. It would also continue federal assistance to low-income Americans through 2019. The Obamacare mandates gone, individual and employer, like I told you. And then they're also going to improve the affordability of health insurance by expanding tax-free health savings accounts. They're going to repeal Obamacare taxes, implement targeted tax credits, and empower states to make changes in what markets are available to residents. They also are going to still keep the pre-existing condition protections for people and allow children to stay on their parents' health insurance through age 26. They're going to strengthen Medicaid by giving states more flexibility. Now, some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, Dahlia, you already said that was in the American Health Care Act. What's the difference between this bill? Well, CNN does kind of break out a little bit of the differences, because that's what I was reading. I'm like, you know, gosh, I don't see what the big changes were. They say, according to CNN, there are some key differences. They say with Medicaid, the bill will continue the enhanced Medicaid expansion funding from Obamacare until 2021, but then phase it out over 3 years. This is a concession to the moderates, who weren't pleased that the House version would end the support for new enrollees in 2020. So this is a little bit of a softer buffer on when they're going to start receding the Medicaid expansion. Because, again, if the economy is getting better, why are we having more and more people come on Medicaid? The whole Medicaid expansion was supposed to be in the dearth of a recession. The Senate bill will keep the House plan to send a fixed amount of money to the states, but it's going to shrink the program even more over time, they say, by pegging the annual growth rate of those funds to standard inflation rather than the more generous medical inflation by 2025. And it's going to largely maintain Obamacare's premium subsidy structure, but they're going to tighten the eligibility criteria. So rather than those of you earning 400,000 or 400% above poverty level, it would be 350%. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Beans self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Blake for working the dials. We really do appreciate it. I know it's been a very, very busy news. Gosh, first half of the year, this has been crazy. And for you guys to be able to come to me to listen to my take, especially when it comes to the economy, healthcare, politics, etc., I'm really honored, all right? You know, and hopefully my opinion is worth something. This article came out saying many doctors are silent on the cost of cancer care. And they say cancer doctors are, quote, mute when a patient asks about the cost of treatment. A new study shows. Okay, I'll tell you what I think about that in a second. They say, yet such questions are critically important. They say cancer patients are three times more likely to declare bankruptcy than people with other chronic ailments. And tight finances often lead patients to skip doses of medicine or drop out of treatment altogether, which I have seen, which is terrifying. This is according to lead researcher Dr. Rama Warsamy. They say of more than 500 recorded conversations between oncologists and their patients, just 28% contained any talk of treatment costs or finances, according to Warsamy. She, by the way, is an assistant professor with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. They say in 7 out of 10 cases, patients or caregivers raised the subject, but the doctors didn't necessarily respond. This is being reported in drugs.com. They say 40% of the time there was, quote, silence. They say with the doctor not acknowledging patients' financial concerns. They say doctors' reluctance to talk about prices comes as the U.S. is obviously facing, you know, rising costs of cancer care. The nation spent $124 billion on direct cancer costs in 2010, and even in the best-case scenario, costs are expected to rise to $157 billion by the year 2020. They say this is causing distress to our patients so much that a term has been coined called financial toxicity. Okay, now I'll finish reading this, but then I think we all need a quick smack upside our head, okay? You know, and we need to approach this correctly. Right? Starting to rip on the doctors is not going to help any situation. All right. They say, to see how often doctors and patients discuss the cost of cancer care, Warsamy and her colleagues reviewed 529 audio recordings of doctor-patient conversations at three sites in California and Minnesota. The conversations occurred between May 2012 and September 2014. I wonder if any of my conversations with my patients were ever recorded. You know, it probably went like, you know, all right, Bob, did you quit smoking? No, I was supposed to quit smoking. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You didn't quit smoking? Oh, what the beep? I can't breathe. I told you to quit smoking. Beep. You what? Beep. Okay, and that's kind of how the conversations go with me and my patients. Jane, did you go get your mammogram? No. Why not? Oh, I don't want my boobies squished. Are you kidding me? You don't want your... I would just rip them a new one. So I ripped my patients a new one for many, many years. And so I am dying to hear any of those audio recordings. Anyway, they say the conversations occurred between May 2012 and September 2014. Fewer than one-third of the recordings contained any mention of cost or finances, the researchers found. When that occurred, patients brought up the topic 70% of the time. Financial conversations lasted less than 2 minutes on average before talk turned to other topics. They say people were more likely to bring up costs if they had publicly funded Medicaid insurance or no insurance, and less likely if they had private insurance. They say the financial conversations largely revolved around four themes: insurance coverage, drug costs, medical bills, and lost income due to disability. Doctors acknowledged a patient's concerns 60% of the time. In those instances, they took some action to help the patient only a quarter of the time. They say the action could include a letter written to an insurance company or a change to a less expensive medication. So, they say one discussion of medical bills went like this. The doctor said, your insurance did not cover anything? The patient said, I have never had insurance, and I have to deal with that other hospital, and I don't know what to do. Doctor goes, oh, gosh. Patient goes, the surgeon really hurt my morale. He said I should go to another hospital. He wanted to throw me out of here. He said, do you know how much are these rooms here? Like $2,500 per night. And I was like, I'm here because of an emergency. They say these results show we need to teach doctors how to talk money matters to patients. You don't go to medical school to understand the cost of care and how that impacts your patient, but it is becoming clearly important to learn. Doctors could also help patients by placing financial navigators or patient advocates in their clinics. They say because the study relied on audio recordings, doctors may have come off more heartless than they were. That's true. You really can't see the facial expressions, etc. All right. So, let's break this down. All right. Okay. First of all, we doctors, when we deal with somebody that has cancer or a severe illness, It is not our job to deal with the money and to get them all worked up and panicked about the money. We are trained that you save a life. When I was an ER doc, I had no idea who had insurance or didn't have insurance. You come in with a gunshot wound or you have a heart attack, I'm going to fix you. Okay? If I have to stop and think about money and think about what the hospital is going to get paid, the patient dies. Do not train your doctors to stop everything and have a heart-to-heart conversation about money when these doctors need to act on instinct. Seconds count. So, before people go, and listen, I teach medical students. I have no problem doing a class and working with students and having patient scenarios where we have to talk about costs. I don't have a problem with that. However, if we're going to have a conversation like that, we're going to have an honest conversation. Okay? Does this researcher really want a true conversation about costs? Because how would a conversation like that go? Let's take Jimmy Carter's malignant melanoma that was stage 4 that went to his brain. Okay? But let's say he wasn't an ex-president. Right? And this is somebody who's middle income. The conversation is going to probably go like this. All right, Bob, your cancer's gone to the brain. And this is going to be a tough fight. We got a tough fight ahead. But thank God we have medicines that could fight this. And your prognosis is going to be, fairly moderate, possibly good, if we institute therapy early. Well, how much are these medicines? They're costly. These are very, very expensive medications. I can't tell you to spend the money. I can't tell you to not spend the money. My job is to give you the best therapy. And if I want to knock this cancer out, these are the medicines I want to use. Well, how much is my insurance going to cover? I don't know. Every insurance company these days, they cover at will. They have different, levels of reimbursement. I don't know what your out-of-pocket cost is. I could have my staff sit down and figure out what your out-of-pocket cost is, but we need to institute this therapy fairly early on. And, I can't help you from a financial standpoint. I don't know how it works. I don't know if your insurance company can be talked into paying more. Well, can your staff do that? My staff can. However, I really want my staff to start acquiring that medication before it runs out. I want my staff to get the medication and get the I need my staff, because I have very limited staff, to start working on your treatment. I don't have staff or financial advisors. Have you saved up any money for medical costs? Well, no, because I have insurance. It's supposed to pay for it all. What kind of insurance? Well, Obamacare. Really? Are you kidding me? Okay, and then the conversation is going to go, you're on Obamacare? Okay, you get it. So, what do we want? We're saving lives with some of the most amazing medications. Yeah, they cost a lot of money. What do we do then? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI, or write us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tyler! Tyler. Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so on Facebook, things have been very, very, shall we say, heated when it comes to how our approach should be for health care, especially since some people really don't seem to like the Senate bill. I still don't think everybody read it. It's only 142 pages, but you got to kind of know what they're alluding to. But we're talking right now about how to deal with the cost and why doctors don't seem to really talk to patients, and they actually shy away from those subjects. And, you know, I had said in the previous segment, and I'm sorry if it sounded cold, but it's not our jobs. Okay, and I know that is probably a huge disagreement, or is a probably very controversial statement, but I don't think it's our jobs for us to know every penny that you are going to have to pay. I don't want to know, all right, in terms of that degree, because I was taught to act on instinct and to do what I need to do. Once you start to second guess yourself, it's a problem. All right, like first responders. If you told first responders, now before you go in and save that person from a burning building, you might want to stop and look at the financial ramifications of you instead getting a fire hose and spraying the fire down. Well, no, I want to go and get the person in. But if you do that, more damage could happen to the house. You see what I mean? This is stupid. Okay? There's only so much, you know, quote-unquote jack-of-all-trades you could have in this business. You know, people say, well, Dahlia, you're a family medicine doctor, so you're a jack-of-all-trades. No, I'm not a jack-of-all-trades. Yes, I feel really confident and a lot of aspects of medicine. I feel I could deliver a baby. I feel I could, administer ER care. I think I could, appropriately diagnose a child versus an older individual. You know, I feel very well versed on a lot of things. But family medicine is a specialty, believe it or not. True, it's a primary care, career, and they call it a primary care specialty. But even though it's primary care, you specialize in family medicine. That's why you have a residency. That's why you have to become a diplomat and then a fellow in it. There's specialized training for family medicine. And the reason why that has to happen is if you have somebody that goes, yeah, I'm going to make sure I know a little of everything. Yeah, that's great and great for primary care, but still they want internists and primary care physicians and pediatrics. Pediatrics are primary care, yet they're specialists in children. You want somebody really knowing their field and leaving other topics to other specialists. Now, I suggest, if not already, that there emerge a industry of financial, advisors in medical sectors, okay? And where there is a financial person that will sit there and know every single thing an insurance company covers, will be able to know all the tricks of the trade in dealing with the insurance companies. You know, that could be a new industry. Personally, I would like to get rid of it all, where, guys, if you get an appendectomy, it's $2,500. If you deliver a baby, it's $3,000. If you have melanoma cancer treatment, it's going to cost $25,000. If you have bariatric surgery, it's going to cost $20,000. If you have metastatic breast cancer that's going to require a mastectomy and reconstruction, that's going to be $50,000. That's a lot of money. Right? But if we have some baseline ideas and baseline costs that don't matter whether you have one insurance company versus another insurance company versus the insurance company drops you versus, this fluidity of prices. And I'm not saying we should have always fixed prices and you know, a market that looks like, you know, something from, I don't know, a third world country. But we can't have appendectomies and these procedures vary in cost by hundreds upon hundreds of percentage points. We need to have some sort of a predictability of what something's going to cost. And so let's say you have breast cancer in the family, right? Which is very, very scary. Right? But it's also scary not knowing what's going to happen with your insurance. You know, there are ways to start planning ahead. You can opt for an employer plan that allows more of a health savings account accrual. Or a, it's not that you can predict what, you know, ailment you're going to get. We don't know who's going to get breast cancer or who's going to get prostate cancer, et cetera. But we do have families that go along very predictable family lines of heart disease, of high cholesterol, of diabetes, and unfortunately of cancer. And so, you know, I think we could be a hell of a lot smarter on how we approach these, but getting mad that doctors are quiet. You know, I was also taught that you don't sit there and get into an argument about money with the patient because of the psychology behind that. Okay? Your patient needs to know that you don't give a heart and doot about what you get paid or what a hospital gets paid. It's all about the patient. And so for us to expect doctors who vary on their social skills, okay, I think we all could agree with that. You have some people that are still kind of socially anemic. They're brilliant doctors, but they really shouldn't be talking, okay, beyond medicine. I've heard doctors try to talk sports, and I'm like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You sound like an idiot. I would rather you just give them their medication, leave the room, and let the nurse talk about the sports. Okay, because you're really mucking up that conversation. So some of the doctors with less social skills could really mess that up. So you have somebody who you are starting to cheerlead along a fight for cancer. What if that patient goes, no, I don't want that money spent. I don't want to be in debt later. I would rather die of my cancer. What's the doctor supposed to say? If the doctor says, okay, fine, all right, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, that doctor's in a hell of a lot of trouble. Family members could sue going, you didn't suggest and offer options. Well, what option was I supposed to, you were supposed to offer financial options. Whoa. We already get sued enough. Don't be starting to sue us for financial options now. That we didn't provide every single financial option. We are just barely, you know, keeping up and keeping tabs on every single new medication regimen out there. That's for somebody else to decide. Unfortunately, the somebody else are insurance companies, and they, you know, when you put the power in their hands, they charge you up a yin-yang. The yin-yang. So it's, if you are concerned about a treatment process that you are about to go on and you're concerned about money, you know, what I tell you, and I've told my patients this, is like my father. My father didn't have health insurance, and he didn't want to go to the doctor. And I go, you know, come out here, you know, I'll pay for you to see the heart doctor, I'll pay for you to get your colonoscopy, come out here, you know, where I live. No, because he was too proud. Plus, he didn't want to get it done, you know, so it was an excuse. Well, he's dead. He had a massive coronary. He's gone. Who gives a crap if he would have been $50,000 or $100,000 in debt? Who cares? We're all in debt. He could be alive today. If he would have, you know, let me take him to the doctor, let him get his heart cath stent done, whatever the hell he had needed. But we didn't know. He never wanted to go to the doctor. He didn't want to be in debt. I would much rather he be in debt and alive than not owing a dime to nobody but debt. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.